just backing out of the house on Sunday. Sunday the, I think it's the 8th or 9th of June 2012.
Dad, you have to do an audioboo, please.
Yeah, I'm doing an audioboo going down to Photo Island Golf Club. And this is part of the series.
Have the iPhone and you can keep the record and you can keep the recording on.
Well, let me just finish the audio boot because then I can give it to you fully. Would that be all right?
No.
Well, if I have it in airplane mode, so it wouldn't be possible to load up any songs at the moment.
I don't want any songs.
Or any apps, any games.
I don't want any games.
What do you want to do?
I just want to play a game.
But no games will play on the phone.
Why?
Because I have it in airplane mode. I have it in airplane mode because I don't want to stop the audio boo if a telephone call comes. I want to finish the audio boo before the telephone call comes. I'll give it to you as soon as I finish. And anyway, we're going to golf together, you and me. And that's why I want to do an audio boo. I want to do an audio boo because today is quite special. I was hoping, the original plan was to get up very early this morning. Well, very early, to leave the house at 8:30 or before 8:30 and drive down to Photo Island Golf Club. It's a suitable day for golf. Yesterday was probably the nicest day of the entire year in Cork. That I can remember, certainly. And today is dull and overcast, but it's bright and overcast. And the temperature is 16.5 degrees in the car. And the plan was to get back into the habit of going to the golf. But I have got out of the habit of going to the golf. And I'm one of these creatures who, if you break the habit, it's harder to get back into it than starting it up in the first place. So basically, I set out to... But I delayed. I delayed, I lingered, I was waking up and I liked life with my family in the kitchen and my daughter and my wife, and it was nice being there. And the longer I stayed there, the less inclined I was to rush off to the golf course. And eventually I said, okay, I am going to play golf. And that was when the idea that instead of actually going to play holes on the golf course, that I might do some practice, but I also might... see if my daughter would come with me.
Dad, I wouldn't have gone with you if I didn't get the idea to go with you.
Oh, sorry, it's my memory. It was you who got the idea of coming with me, is it?
Yeah.
Right, well, okay, so my daughter got the idea of coming with me, and as soon as I got a sniff that she might like to come to the golf course, I remembered what I used to do with my father. That I used to, as a boy, go with my dad every time I possibly could to be his caddy. And I would go around the golf course with him, and I would pull the clubs, and I would watch. And I wouldn't hit any golf balls, but I learned, without really having to learn, without trying anyway, I learned everything about golf. I learned where you had to stand when somebody was swinging a golf club so that they wouldn't hit you in the head. And you had to stand on one side of the person rather than the other. I learned to keep quiet. You had to keep quiet when people were hitting their golf shot, otherwise they would get very cross with you and they wouldn't hit a good golf shot and you wouldn't be allowed to come back and be on the golf course the next day. I learned how to hold the flagpole when people were putting and when to take it out and how important it was to take it out of the hole before the ball came along, because if the ball hit the flagpole and went into the hole, it would be a penalty shot.
What's a penalty shot?
Penalty shots would be where you add extra scores onto your score because you've broken a rule. In golf, there are rules. And if you break the rules, you have to play a penalty. And usually it's one shot or two shots. So I learned that you had to take the flag out of the hole after the person hit the ball and before the ball got to the hole. I also learned that you had to push the golf bag out of the way because if somebody hit their own ball and it hit against their own golf bag, that would be another penalty. So I had to make sure that my dad didn't hit the ball into his own golf bag by accident. Although my dad was kind of good at golf, so he didn't do that. I never saw him do that. I saw other people hit a golf ball up against his golf bag. And the other thing was safety. I learned where you had to stand to get out of the way of other people's golf balls, because golf balls come flying through the air and they could land on top of your head. And if a golf ball lands on top of your head, you get a bump on your head and you get taken to hospital. And I didn't want to go to hospital. I wanted to get...
And golf balls are very hard. They're not like basketballs or football balls or stuff, because they're smaller and they're harder.
And that's true. And I also learned that you shouldn't swallow golf balls. That if you swallow golf balls, that would be a lost ball. And that would...
No, you could choke.
But how would you get... Oh, that's a very good point. And the other thing I learned is you do not chew golf balls. They're much too difficult to chew.
Yeah, you would break your teeth.
Yeah, so the main thing is do not swallow golf balls, because they will catch you in your throat, and don't try to chew them because they'll break your teeth. And it's very important to learn these things.
Oh, and they could be dirty.
That's right, and they put...
And
sometimes they put chemicals on the golf green. And if you put a golf ball in your mouth and it has chemicals on it, you could be very sick.
And maybe go to hospital.
And the other thing was about losing golf balls. Yeah. I discovered that I had to learn on the golf course with my dad, I had to learn that I had to look not just for his golf balls, but I had to look for the golf balls of other people. Even if he was playing against them in a competition, I had to try to find their golf balls.
Why?
Because it was the kind of sport of golf that you don't take advantage of your opponent's difficulties. Like, for example, you don't stand on another golfer's golf ball so as to make them lose their golf ball. You don't do that in golf. You don't start whistling in the middle of them hitting a shot. You basically have to help them to do the best possible score they can without causing them any trouble. So I had to find not just one golf ball when I was caddying for my father, but I had to find three other golf balls as well if there were four people in a four ball. So golf is often about looking for your ball in the rough. And sometimes in the rough it's covered in grass. And sometimes if you don't hit a very good shot, it goes into sand. And I forget, what's a sand called in golf? If a ball goes into sand, it's called a bunker. Yeah. And I had to also be careful that when my father had hit a shot in golf out of the bunker and had made a mark on the sand, that I had to get a little rake. And I had to rake the sand to make it look very smooth again, so that the next person who hit in the bunker wouldn't have difficulty getting out of it. Oh yes, golf was a lot of fun. An awful lot of fun. Also, you had to go round when you were very small, and you had to just listen to these other people talking all the time. So you had to, it was a good place to go daydreaming. I could watch the birds and the swans and the rabbits and whatever other animals you get on
and
golf
really
course.
Want to play a game.
What? You really want to play a game?
Yes.
But you told me before you just wanted to be a caddy.
No. But now I just want to play a game. I don't want to just be sitting here and listening about you doing an audio boo.
You want to hit a ball?
No, I want to play a game.
But do you want to hit the golf ball?
Yes.
With a golf club?
Yes.
So we're going to have to get you, if that's going to be possible, we're going to have to get a golf club that is your size. I tell you what age did you start playing? What age did you start riding a horse?
Two.
Two, okay. So, I'll tell you, did you ever hear of a person who was called a tiger?
No.
Okay. There is a little boy, once upon a time, and he was small. And because he was small, his father called him Tiger.
Dad, I think you told this story to me when we were at home.
About Tiger?
Yeah.
What's Tiger's name?
Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger. Well, Tiger was a little boy, and Tiger got a golf club when he was about two. And Tiger was shown how to hit the ball by his father. And Tiger got so good at hitting the ball when he was two and three and four that, how old are you now?
I'm six.
And when will you be seven? So you're going to be seven soon?
Yeah.
Right. So at your age, Tiger Woods was able to hit a golf ball better than you can ride a horse. He was really good. Do you know why? Do you know why Tiger Woods got good at golf? Okay, I'll tell you.
Why?
Tiger Woods got good at golf because the only thing his father let him do was play golf. Didn't let him do anything else. Didn't let him watch TV. Didn't let him watch Winx Club.
That Winx Club isn't a boys' TV program.
Okay, but Tiger Woods didn't watch Winx Club either. He didn't watch Sesame Street. Tiger Woods didn't ever see television when he was a little boy, except to watch golf. It was like as if, you know, your mother and father, the only thing they let you do was ride a horse. What would you think about that?
I would love it.
Now, wait a minute. They wouldn't let you out to play with your friends?
I would love it.
They would just let you ride a horse?
Yay, I love horses.
They would give you, you wouldn't be let go swimming?
Yay.
No swimming at all?
Yay.
Just horses?
Yay.
Right? No drawing?
Yay.
No making pictures.
Yay.
You know, it was like as if you would go to school, but then the minute you come back from school, you would be swinging a horse. Oh, no, I don't mean swinging a horse, but
riding
you would be
a
riding a horse. Right? What do you think that would be like?
Love it.
Well, look, we're at Fota Island Golf Club now. Right?
And I didn't get to play a single game.
You didn't. You didn't get a single game. I see. Vorsprung Duck Technique. Audi Cork. Audi.ie. And a big phone number. It looks to me as if at Fota Island today, or maybe coming week, there's going to be a big corporate event sponsored by Audi, the motor car people, who make better motor cars than the one I'm driving. So anyway, we're arriving here, but it doesn't look very crowded, Grace.
Why?
Well, look around. There's plenty of places for parking.
Okay.
So maybe it will be easy for us to get a little bit of practice. But we'll go in first and see. Because I'm going to do practice today. I'm not actually going to play a round of golf. Right?
I think we'll be able to squeeze in.
We'll squeeze in here. And
no,
we
squeeze in for a place.
Squeeze in for a game of golf?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we will. I think we'll instead go and practice and we'll do putting.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Are you up for practice?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This'll be like going to Hop Island and getting on a horse.
I know how to swing a golf club, but I'm not very good at taking shots.
Well, there's only one way to get better.
Practice.
Bye.
Good.